You're listening to SBS News.
Victorian authorities are urging people in and around Apollo Bay to have a coronavirus test after viral fragments were detected in wastewater. It was detected on Friday from a sample collected from the entry pipe to the sewage system plant last Tuesday, with further testing confirming the positive result. The announcement comes on a day that Victoria reported another 76 coronavirus cases and 11 deaths, bringing the state's COVID-19 death toll to 691. Premier Daniel Andrews says the numbers continue to prove stubborn, but with active infections in the state down to just over 1,600, he's defended criticism by the federal government of the state's close contacting tracing system.
There are a number of people that you just can't find, despite our best efforts, door knocks, multiple door knocks, phone calls. Then there's the second category of the close contacts within 48 hours. And we are very, very close to 100%. I think my last look at it yesterday, it was 99 point something. So it's a tiny number of people that we can't make contact with.
New South Wales has reported 9 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the cluster linked to the Concord and Liverpool hospitals to 12. 7 of the new cases are linked to a known case or cluster, 1 has no known source, and 1 is a returned overseas traveller in hotel quarantine. 5 of the infections are linked to Concord Hospital, 2 are healthcare workers, 1 is a patient, and 2 are household contacts of the patient. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has stressed that everyone needs to remain vigilant after coronavirus passed between hospital workers despite them wearing personal protective equipment.
I wanted to emphasise not only the importance for all of us to be on our guard when it comes to the virus, but also to highlight, given some of the cases that we experienced this week, how absolutely contagious the virus is. Even if you are wearing a mask, you can still give the virus to somebody else, or you can get the virus. Please be careful about surfaces. Please be careful about what you're touching.
And Ms Berejiklian has slammed the Queensland government for keeping the state border closed, arguing it hinders economic activity. Ms Berejiklian said with Victoria currently out of action with stage 4 restrictions in place, there was extra pressure placed on her state to subsidise others. The comments come on a day when Queensland recorded 8 new COVID-19 cases, all of which are linked to clusters in the state's southwest, 3 at Ipswich Hospital and 5 linked to an outbreak at a Queensland corrective services training facility. St Edmund's College in Ipswich has also been closed for 2 days after a Year 11 student tested positive. Principal of the Catholic Boys' School, Ray Seligato, says the number of students that are likely to have been exposed to the virus is low.
If students and families feel that they need to have themselves tested, then I would certainly encourage that. I'm conscious of the fact that currently Queensland Health are under the pump with a lot of people being tested. As I say, those students who are likely to have been exposed will be contacted and they will be given the option for testing.
And a promising COVID-19 vaccine trial has been put on hold after a participant suffered an adverse reaction. It's a blow to the federal government, which has signed a deal to manufacture the AstraZeneca vaccine developed by Oxford University researchers should it prove effective. The company says the pause is a routine measure. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth denies it's a major setback for Australia's COVID-19 immunisation efforts.
This is a testimony to the rigour the safety focus that people are putting on vaccine development. Obviously, we'll see what happens with these reports out for the Oxford vaccine, and it by no means puts that vaccine completely off the table. But that is a reason why the Australian government is investing in multiple technologies, multiple potential vaccine candidates, and we know that not all of them are going to go to market.
More than 160 coronavirus vaccines around the world are currently being tested, and you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.